California coach Mike Montgomery has joined us, and the Bears are home hosting Utah on Thursday and then hosting Colorado on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Chris Foster, Los Angeles Times.
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Okay.
Cool. I was just wondering, you know, you've been in this conference at a couple schools and over, you know, and over the years, have you seen that the perception of the conference, for right or wrong, seems to grow when Arizona and or UCLA are having big years?
Duh. Yeah, sure. That's the problem we've got. If those two aren't good, then the league is not perceived to be good. I think that we snuck in there at Stanford for a period of time, but it took us a while to gain that reputation. But they don't give a lot of credit to the schools across the board in this league. And so it's if UCLA is not good, if they lose a couple games earlier, Arizona, the perception is usually down regardless.
Is there any way that ever is going to be fixed, or is that a perception that's just going to be cemented in the mind?
Well, like I say, you're going to have to do well for a fairly sustained period of time. We managed to do that at Stanford, so we kind of jumped into that mix and got a reputation of just being good. But it takes a long time for somebody that has not been in the headlights for people to perceive that they might actually be a good basketball team. Oregon State way back when Ralph Miller was there, they had a very good reputation. But generally speaking, it's been the two, because UCLA just because, and then Arizona because they were really good. And again, I think Stanford could have stayed up in there, but they've kind of fallen out of that category right now. But it's just going to take, a sustained period of really good basketball for anybody to buy into that.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The next question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Hi, Mike. You guys have won 5 straight, and I think only one other team in the league has won more than 2, something like that, at this point. Do you feel like you're peaking? And I'm curious how that changes the dynamic of the locker room, where you guys feel like you're playing your best ball at the right time.
Well, I don't know. I think we're playing better basketball for longer periods of time, and I think that we've managed to win some games that it looked like in serious doubt. I think the kids believe in one another. I think they can win. And I guess, we probably are playing our best basketball. I would think you'd have to say that the game at Arizona, the game here against Oregon, the game here against UCLA is certainly some of our better basketball of the year. So, peaking, I don't know. It just seems guys have kind of figured out what their roles are, who's going to do what, who has to do what, and who needs to be responsible. Probably playing a little bit better defense, but I think the main thing is we're just able to concentrate and focus for longer periods of time than we were earlier on.
I think you guys have a chance of being the number one seed in the conference tournament if things break the right way. Is that anything that's come up about winning the league now?
I think that there's probably 4 teams that if anybody in that group wins all of their remaining games, then I think they're probably going to deserve to win the conference. We would be a little bit on the outside looking in that some others would have to not win. But if you look at UCLA, if you look at Oregon, if you look at Arizona, if they were any of those were to win all of the remaining games, then they probably going to end up being conference champ. And I think we might be in that group, but there'd have to be a couple losses in there.
Well, and I was going to say, though, if you end up tied with Arizona or Oregon, you have tiebreakers against both.
Yeah, we're in good shape tiebreaker-wise.
Thanks.
The next question comes from Tom Kinsler, Denver Post.
Mike, and maybe even thinking back to your days with the media a few years ago, are coaches paying more attention to RPI and other power rankings, maybe towards March Madness and then also in non-conference scheduling?
Well, I think you're going to have to pay more attention to non-conference scheduling, because you can win a lot. I mean, it used to be if you won 20 games and, you know, you felt pretty good about yourself, you felt pretty good about your chances of just being in the tournament. It just wasn't that complex. But now, based on the people that, you know, that who you can play and where you play them, I guess I would use Arizona State as an example of they've got a real good record, but, you know, their RPI is considerably lower than ours based on who we've played and where we've played them. So it's become more and more of a factor how they're, you know, factoring in who you play, where you play them, what your record is against them, home and away, all those kinds of things. So I think that if you want to be a player, unless you're just a conference champion and really, really good, and you can count on that every year, if you're one of those teams that's going to have to fight your way in, you probably better pay attention to who you play and having the opportunity to get your RPI up there where it can sustain a loss or two and still stay pretty good.
Thanks a lot.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a follow-up from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
I'll ask you another one. Having played a game last week where both teams scored in the 40s, I was curious if you thought that scoring was down generally this year. It seems like we've seen a lot of low-scoring games kind of across the country.
Yeah, and I don't know whether that's a product of it could be a number of things. One is maybe teams aren't as good offensively and just can't jump up and just shoot the ball. Maybe teams are better defensively, and the teams know that in order to have a chance to win, they're really going to have to knuckle down defensively. Maybe teams are scouting better and trying to take away key people. Maybe the fact that it's gotten more physical, it's harder to score. I mean, you can get to the basket and have a pretty good look and be pretty physical and not get baskets down. I don't know the answer to that. I know that I'm glad we played Oregon on Thursday night, not on Saturday when they played Stanford. A lot of the shots were going down that didn't go down against us.
I was going to ask you, in your game against Oregon, which of the factors you listed applied to that game? All of them a little bit?
Probably a little of all of the above. You know, I don't think anybody had great shooting nights. Depending on which side of the equation you're on, if you're on the defensive side, you're going to say, oh, we played great defense. If you're on the offensive side, you're going to say, there was nothing special. We didn't make shots. So, and it's always been that way, and it was physical. So it's probably a combination of all three.
Again, to ask this, there are no questions at this time.
All right, Mike, that'll do it. Thanks for your time.
Yep.
Good luck.